Ron, tell us about the home visiting program. The full name is the Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program. It provides funds to states to implement voluntary evidence-based home visiting programs. In the lingo of tiered evidence grants, this is a two-tiered grant program. In this case, 75% of funds need to be used for evidence-based home visiting models. There are 14 to choose from. And no more than 25% of funds can be used for promising practice models that have less evidence. Tell us more.
A number of people in the country, probably David Olds is the most well-known, developed quite systematic programs where a respected figure like a nurse in the Olds program would go, knows how to approach the parents, and they meet the parents often in the hospital, and they start talking to the mother even during the pregnancy. And it just turns out in our society that most mothers, regardless of their background, they respect medical people and introduces a nurse, they'll listen. And the nurse starts talking to mother, forms a relationship with her. All this is covered in the manual, how they go about this. And then they give certain important messages about not smoking, not drinking, the importance of breastfeeding, a whole series of things that they work through. And they may meet with the mother 20 or 30 different times, often in the mother's house. It usually begins in the hospital because they meet them when they're still pregnant. But then when the baby's born, they start going to their home. And they work directly in many cases with the mother and the baby and show the mother things about talking to the baby and how to hold the baby and breastfeeding and all that sort of thing. And there are now a number of studies with models like the Olds model, but there are other ones too. Parents as Teachers is a good example, that also have good random assignment studies that show effects on both the mother and the child. So that the mother, for example, is more likely to breastfeed, less likely to be aggressive with the child, talks to the child more, takes the child in for checkups more, and the child is less likely to have emergency room visits, which are quite expensive. You cut back on that and save money. And in at least one study, there are results that still stand up when the child is age 15. And right now, under this initiative, there are, by actual count, 774 projects, most of which are following these model programs and trying to implement them aggressively and then to evaluate their outcome.
770 just home visiting programs.
Just home visiting, yeah. But now, across all six initiatives, I think it's closer to 1,400 programs that are based on this same concept of start with something that works, that's where most of the money goes, and then evaluate everything to make sure it continues to work and make changes if it's not working.